Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Thanks for coming out. Great day. Really, it's a great day for football, as is any day, but today's a great day for a lot of things. And our guys enjoyed being out there. A lot of great fans out here, some very special groups, very special group of families was here. So we appreciate that. And then also, we just want to say that our prayers and our thoughts are going for the all those involved with the Bel Air house explosion that happened. I just heard about it. So we want to just express that to all the families and all the friends who are involved in that right now, all the first responders as well, that everything would go well, and just encourage everybody, and all the groups, just safety, and do the best we can in those areas to be safe. So what questions do you have?
John, it looked like another spectacular day for Isaiah Likely out there. I mean, what kind of a training camp do you think he's kind of put together?
I would say Isaiah's put together a fantastic training camp, to your point. I mean, another great day. We connected on a bunch of deep balls out there. He's been spectacular with the route running details. I feel like the timing has been fantastic with him. He's just a very special athlete. Comes to work every day and ready to go to work. So we're very proud of him and got to keep going.
John, we saw Kyle Hamilton go down with a left leg injury. Any update there?
Yeah, looks stable. Looks good. You know, obviously we'll continue to do some tests tonight and tomorrow to make sure, but first indications are that he's fine.
Did you guys get a more substantial update yesterday on Wiggins and where everything stands with that?
Yeah, Wiggins is not a serious injury. Has the same one that I got last week on the water slide. Deal. Look at my movement. I went back there for the game, so I think we're good.
Is that an official designation of the water slide injury?
It is, actually, yeah. Okay. It was actually an AC sprain, so I don't even know if his is that serious. So, but I would say that from an immune system standpoint, there's some superpowers that have to do with healing of some people, and I'm just one of those guys that just comes back like that. So I can't expect that of all our guys, but so we'll see how he responds.
So you think you'll be ready for week 1?
I'm ready. I was ready for Friday. I would have, yeah. Might have taken a little shot or something to get it done, but we'd have been out there if anybody had wanted me out there.
So, Coach, you're okay with the depth in the secondary, even with some guys going down? Second preseason game.
Yes, we're in good shape. We don't have any serious stuff. So we got Arthur. That's still going to be something that's going to go into probably the first couple weeks of the season. But that's all we have right now.
Coach, Friday's game looked like it was tough sledding getting the passing offense established. Mm-hmm. Between now and Saturday, what kind of improvements do you want to see?
Yeah, I think that's just something we got chasing in practice. I mean, in the preseason, and if you watch all the preseason games, the passing game is going to be the biggest challenge. I don't really see too many teams out there just, dicing people up in the passing game because your guys aren't out there. So the timing is going to be what it is. So we're not too worried about that. It's obviously we want to be as good as it can possibly be, and we want to see guys step up, run good routes, make plays. That's a work in progress, but you're talking about developmental guys for the most part. I thought Josh handled that well. There weren't always the right routes being run. We had a couple little hiccups in protection with some of the younger guys. So just things like that are things we worked through. I did think the offensive line played well. Go back and you watch the tape from a run blocking standpoint and a pass blocking standpoint. Man for man, I thought they played well.
Just specifically with that, Paul Lalo, with the position change, yeah. And now that he's practiced 3 or 4 weeks now, yeah, at right guard, how do you think he did in the game? Was it a continuation of what you've seen in practice?
No, I thought he made a jump in the game. He pass protection especially, was really good with his feet, punched well, stayed square, stayed in front of people. I thought he played well. I thought he especially played well in pass protection. Run game, he was good too. So, that was kind of I'd say that he passed the test. Passed the first test and keep building from there and get to the next game. We got a big week of practice this week to keep building, but I was happy with Daniel. I was happy with Ben at center. I thought Ben played well at center. Maybe he's a center, So, but he can also play guard, so there was a lot of good things.
Along the same lines, did you feel like Voorhees and Rosengarten sort of made a good case that they could play well in week 1 if you decide to go that way?
I do think so. Voorhees was very consistent, and Rosengard was very consistent. For Roger, let's get him some more plays next week. Pat played well, and then Josh played well at left tackle. And then so Roger's reps were a little less. We'll get Roger some more reps next week and in practice this week. But he also, I would say the whole offensive line passed the test. There's nobody really in that group of guys you're talking about that didn't look like they could play.
John, just one target for Tez Walker on Friday. What do you think he's going to end the next couple weeks to get some more opportunities?
Yeah, no doubt. He's been dealing with a rib thing, so he's been a little limited with that. So hopefully that'll kind of it should be good this week if nothing else happens. I'd like to see him get out there and take a lot more reps and really see what he can do.
Well, we saw you add a couple of veteran receivers, Russell Gage, Anthony Miller, we saw him out there today. Are you just looking for a more veteran presence in this wide receiver room? Is there something you're looking for with these guys today?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, you're playing the opportunities. You know, there's an opportunity to bring those guys in who've done some things. I mean, Russell obviously has had a ton of catches in the league. Anthony's been in the league 2 or 3 years, and he's a talented guy. Hasn't broken through yet, but, you know, we're impressed with his talent. Had a workout, looked very good. Looks like he's in great shape. So why not take a look at these guys and see what they can do and see if they can make a push?
How do you expect that bait back?
We do. We do expect bait back real soon, yeah. I don't want to speak for him, but I think he's real right. He's right there.
When we saw Adisa practicing at 11-on-11 today, just a little bit about his ramp up and where he's at.
It is a ramp up, so it was a limited type of a practice today. Looked good. Came inside one time where he got pinned inside, a little anxious to get in there and would have given up contain, so I'm going to talk to him about that. But seeing him out there, he chased Josh around the corner. You could see his speed. He looks big out there. So. Yeah, I'm excited to have him back out there. I know nobody's more excited than he is. It's hard to come in. You're a rookie, and you know you're on the shelf for all these months. That's tough. So he's really excited to be back.
John, we've seen PJ Tampa working off the side. Is there any kind of update on the team after 3 months?
He's getting close. He's getting close. It's not probably this week, but he's getting close.
Similarly, you saw Adisa Isaac out there getting second team ref.
Yeah, I'd say right on schedule. This was, as we mentioned, the first day of a limited practice. So I hope he ramps up quickly. You know, that's going to be the hope. Love to get him in the game, you know, this week if we could.
John, did you have any updates on Rasheen Ali? We didn't see out here. Sanusi Kane.
Yeah, those guys are both end up being kind of stinger type guys in the game. So they'll go through a protocol with that. They usually involve those guys in the concussion protocol. I don't even know if they're in the concussion protocol, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. But they'll be fine.
You said you were comfortable with Andrew Burry's and Roger Rosengarten had to play in the first week. How close do you think you are to naming them?
Well, I mean, I'm comfortable that they took the steps that they showed us that they have a shot to do it. They haven't been, you know, they're not there yet. But we still got 3 weeks, you know, of work to do. So I think they're very much in the mix. How close are we to naming it? Probably, you know, another game, maybe 2 games, yeah, honestly.
Do you think Ajabo will be cleared to play in the preseason game?
I do think he will be, but that's up to the doctors, you know. They decide that, so they just didn't clear him for this game. But I'm anticipating he will be, but we'll see. He's practiced full speed today, so look pretty good.
Do 2 more.
John, you thought of Owen Wright in the preseason opener in his training camp as a whole?
Yeah, I think Owen has been one of those guys. You know, he's an explosive guy, and I thought he ran the ball hard north and south. You know, he hit it up in there, was explosive, pretty solid in pass protection, ran the routes well. I thought he made a case for himself. So we'll see going forward. I really thought all the guys did. Collier, you know, didn't get many reps, and Ali ran in there hard. Now, you know, he was aggressive, and he's got that speed and explosiveness. The one he popped around the edge was kind of good to see that burst. And I promise you he's got good hands. I mean, he shows good hands out here in practice. You know, he had that one drop. I'm not going to panic about that. He's got good hands.
John, you got your first look at the new kickoff. What was any of your assessments with it in live play?
Yeah. I would say it's hard to see, you know, all the little stuff because everything is at the same time. And you got a bunch of guys, like, running into each other close quarters at the same time. And there was a block in the back. There's this blatant takedown that went into somebody's knee. So I'm a little concerned about all the chaotic injury potential for the play. But I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought our guys did a good job with it. I thought our coverage was good. We had said one that wasn't great. The rest of them were great. And I thought our returns, we were blocking people really well. And we just got to keep building on it. So I would say probably if I could, probably that's going to be my last statement, honestly, about like what I think of it, because who cares? I think I want us to be good at it, and so we were pretty good at it in this first game. So let's build on that.
All right, thanks, coach.
All right, thanks.